question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you think the county wants to take over all of wastewater treatment for Milton?
Oh, I think they're interested.
I wonder why they didn't tell us that back in 2018 when we were working so hard to get their support for the 8 million gallon a day treatment plant, the Silver Bullet Project.
Another question is, why did they withdraw from being a partnership with us to help us get it in back in 2018?
Well, it sounds like that could be just this request to use this infrastructure could be one step in a larger plan to essentially take over wastewater management for or wastewater treatment for all the customers that Milton has at this time. Well, that's just my thought.
They have commissioned a study to study the future of wastewater sewer from the Blackwater River east to the Okaloosa County line.
Now, this is going back to the meeting of the 20th at the Milton work session for City Council. That was Heather Lindsay, the mayor, talking with Joe Cook, the public works director, trying to scratch our heads and figure out what's going on with the future of wastewater treatment in the county and in the city. And then, of course, the subsequent meeting at the zoning meeting, they went and asked for a conditional use permit for the site, what they have relocated from the Blackwater River to a different site. And the county basically said, let's put a pause on that for at least a month. Come back to us. Those were the clips I played for you yesterday where, for example, you had Kerry Smith, the county commissioner, and Colton Wright raising concerns about water contamination, but also raising concerns, I read it, as about whether Milton would ever actually do this and their capability or their competence to do this. So we have the administrator for Santa Rosa County on the line with us, as we do after the Monday meetings typically. Brad Baker is the county administrator for Santa Rosa County and joins us now. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and go Gators.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no, that was a great game last. I did not realize you were Florida grad, so congratulations. Congratulations. That was quite
a
game.
That was a great game.
It was a really good game. No doubt about it. Okay, so, you know, I know you don't make policy, but you certainly are aware of what's going on in the county. Heather Lindsay and Joe Cook seem to be alleging that the long-term plan is for the county to take over wastewater treatment to build a plant themselves, which either A, because of the incompetence of the city, or B, because there's a lot of money to be made in wastewater treatment. Is that the plan for the county?
The plan is to, as we approved yesterday, to start our process of building a plant in the East Milton area. And, of course, the main crux of that is we have economic growth coming that is dependent on capacity, which the city of Milton does not have. And we're also master planning East Milton, and we see that as a place where growth is going to continue to go to. And the desire is that we do not have a bunch of septic tanks in that Blackwater Yellow River Basin. So we are going to plant for capacity for that area to take over the city of Milton. There's been no discussion of that. We have tried to approach them about some assets along the 87 corridor where our plant will be because it makes sense. And, you know, we're looking to utilize some of the stuff that's already in the ground and free up capacity for them to expand, whether that's in the city or north or wherever that is. But, you know, we are looking into that East Milton area, but not to take over the city of Milton wastewater.
Okay. I may have said it inartfully. It's their current customers is one thing, but of course they are trying to build a 2468 expandable million gallons per day processing plant to not only switch over from the current plant, but also to expand to future capacity. That's what you guys have said temporarily you're not going to approve. You guys were also building a, I forget what the name of it, some pocket plant or something like that, on the industrial park off of 87, if I remember correctly, for a half million gallon a day capacity. Are you now saying that you are looking at and taking steps toward building a larger treatment facility to handle all of the new growth and business in the East Milton, in addition to the small plant that you're building for the industrial park?
Well, that plant has the capacity to go up to a million gallons, and we're in discussion of what it would look like to go to 2 million at the same site. Obviously, that's a phased approach. We're going to a half a million on the initial construction and then the ability to ramp up for two more expansions up to a million. and then consider, you know, what else is needed in that East Belton area going forward.
Okay, so you definitely are in plans to provide wastewater treatment capacity to the growing East Milton area, not necessarily specifically to encroach back upon what Milton is already doing, but you're planning to solve for this problem sort of regardless of what they decide to do. Is that a better, is that a more appropriate way to say it?
That's correct. That is correct, Andrew.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's, you know, I hadn't finished watching all of the meeting from yesterday, so I appreciate it. That's a big update. That also fits with the things that were said at the previous zoning meeting where you guys talked about the conditional use permit. So one last question on the wastewater treatment. Am I right in believing that if Milton had approved the plant that they were going to build that has now been nixed by the new city council, that would have made this planning by you guys unnecessary because that plan would have been in the works? Is that also true?
Well, you know, this started a couple of years ago when the city of Milton started struggling with, were they going to build it? Were they going to be strapped for funding? So we knew that we had to have capacity really by the start of 2027. So we decided that instead of jeopardizing our economic growth in East Milton, and, you know, we have several that already committed, several that are in the due diligence process that will require capacity that the city did not have to give. And we were repeatedly told that. So, you know, we started our own planning and implementation. And so we're now ready to go into contract and get our plant started with the anticipation that early 2027, we have capacity not only for the economic growth, but that 87 corridor as well. And you know, as they talked about in the city meeting, we did contract with Jacobs to do a study of that East Milton area and see what future capacity in line with our master planning of that would look like and need, so that, you know, we're ahead of the step, which is not a bad thing.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, for all of the complaints the residents of Santa Rosa County have for failure to keep up with infrastructure after the fact, this is literally, you're needing to build for infrastructure for the future. Somebody has to do it, and you guys are not waiting for it to become even more of a crisis than it kind of already is. So I appreciate that. I really didn't know we'd talk about this so long, but this is kind of all news to me. Price tag on the $500,000, the $1 million, the $2 million plant, do we know?
We know that the $500,000 is going to be around $30 million, give or take.
Okay.
We're in negotiations to do some value engineering now with Wharton Smith, who the board agreed to enter in a contract with yesterday. So we're anticipating roughly a $30 million for this phase. And then we will have to do a little bit of additional disposal capacity to go to the 750 and then the million. And then we're in the very infant stages of figuring out, you know, what it would look like to expand it even further.
Got it. Okay. All right. Very good. That gives me a really good picture of what's going on. Thank you so much. I know the big news item from yesterday, as far as most citizens are concerned, is the prospect of taking some of the money that had been assigned to do the PD&E for the brand new Navarre Beach Bridge or Causeway, take that money and put it into a new toll system. The big question I think everybody has, I have also, is if, and the board did vote to approve that funding yesterday, is my understanding, what is the toll going to be on that bridge, and do we have some guarantee that it escrows specifically for bridge replacement?
So the board did not vote on that. They did vote on the on to move forward with the tolls, and that includes a study of what the rate should look like as well,
okay,
along with the design of the toll system. But there was no commitment that it would stay for the future bridge. I mean,
okay,
it's a complicated situation out there. I mean, we spent, I don't remember all the exact math, but roughly $8 million to stabilize the fenders, the approaches to the bridge, the seawall, et cetera, to extend the life of the bridge. I mean, the bridge is not falling in. It's just functional at its capacity. So we can't put in no more lanes on it. We can't put any pedestrian walkways, et cetera. So, you know, where it is functionally is where it is. But that doesn't mean that it's going to fall down. And we're extending the life by these millions of dollars we just invested in the bridge. So the board didn't commit it, and I've never been one to advocate that we don't use it for maintenance costs.
I got you.
Obviously, the toll is not going to pay for the new bridge. The cheapest estimate we've had on it from the feasibility study side of it is $150 million, and it ranges all the way up to $300 million.
Depending on where it lands, right, is the primary
thing.
Where
it lands. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Where it lands, the length of it, you know, do we go to five lanes, et cetera. A lot of variables in there, but you know, we have well over $150 million of roadway projects that don't even include giving any money to expedite the 98 corridor widening, the Highway 90 widening. So there's a lot of challenges ahead, and a small toll on a bridge is not going to cover $150 million financing demand.
And a bridge which almost certainly when built, which it has to be built, and that bridge when built will have a toll on it almost certainly, right?
I see no way that it would not.
Yeah, no, agreed. Just, I know they're part of the study is to figure out how much to have the toll at. Do you even have a range of expectation? Because I've heard a lot of different numbers. I assume it wouldn't be any lower than $2 for the now bridge. But do we have any sense of sort of an upper boundary on what the toll would be on the existing bridge?
You know, in talking with some of the board, I think if you get much higher than that, they're not going to be comfortable with it. So I would think somewhere in that range. And then some variables have been discussed. You know, what does the residents out there look like? Or
right.
What, you know, what is, you know, the leaseholders, et cetera. What's that going to look like? So that'll all be factored in.
Okay. Yeah. No, and I look forward to getting more information about that. I appreciate that. Last thing real quick is you guys also, I think, took action to strengthen the requirement that when people's if they're on a septic system, that if the septic system fails and sewer is available, they must connect to the sewer system. Is that right?
That's correct. And, you know, we've been seeking a lot of funding opportunities for septic to sewer conversion. And some of the state agencies had indicated, you know, we could strengthen our position on those grant funds if we had this ordinance in place. So
okay.
The board did entertain for us to schedule that public hearing to consider that ordinance.
Because ultimately the point of getting off septic is to protect groundwater and water runoff and, you know, sewage being in places where it should not be. You know, sewer is so much better than having septic, and this is something that the state is interested in. Of course, we care about environmental concerns and water quality all over the state. And basically anything to get us in that direction is good, right?
That's correct. That is correct. You know, there's a lot of septics along all of our waterways. You know, obviously we have a lot, whether that's the peninsula or the southern portion of Garson or the Ward Basin area.
Right.
So we have a lot of septics right beside our water body. So that would be the goal, that we would be able to get off of those.
It's terrible. It would be great if we could get off of that. Very good. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, as always, thank you for the time. Yesterday was a voting meeting, so there is no meeting coming up on this Thursday. That's why it's kind of a little bit different, you and I talking about actions the board actually took yesterday. But I appreciate, and I especially appreciate you clarifying what's going on with the wastewater treatment plant for the county. As always, it's often thankless work. The county does good stuff. I know many of your staff, and they do outstanding work. So thank you so much for overseeing a good administration, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Andrew, take care. Have a good day.